With the elections just around the corner, the Calder Center for International Refugee Law relaunched their Principles for Australian Refugee Policy. The principles contain the issues refugees and asylum seekers face with actions the federal government can implement to have a better humanitarian program. I asked the executive manager from the Andrew and Renata Calder Center for International Refugee Law from the University of New South Wales, Frances Boone, what the principles entail.
The Calder Center has released its Principles for Australian Refugee Policy as a roadmap for a better way of responding to people who have been forced from their homes in search of safety. For a long time, I think we all know that our public discussion about refugee issues has been really dominated by political slogans and misinformation, and those things don't help us to generate understanding or to find solutions to refugee issues. And so the Calder Centre released these principles to show that another way really is possible, that we can actually be both principled and really pragmatic and practical in responding to refugees. The premise of it is that we can all agree that our refugee policy should align with our community values of fairness and of decency. We've signed up to the Refugee Convention, and that's a really concrete way that we've voluntarily committed our country to implementing those values when it comes to our treatment of people who come here seeking safety.
Why is it important to fix the refugee policy now, particularly with an election coming up this year, anytime soon?
I think we're at a bit of a turning point at this moment. In Australia, we've just had this collective experience of going through the COVID-19 pandemic, where we had extended lockdowns and border closures. And that meant that for the first time, many of us had at least some insight into some of the challenges that many displaced people face, being unable to cross a border lawfully, being confined, having our liberty removed, being separated from our family and friends. And one of the big ones is really dealing with this extreme ongoing uncertainty, this limbo of not knowing when things might return to normal, if they ever will, and what it will look like. But we know that, you know, these measures are temporary for us. At some point we'll emerge. But for refugees and other people who are displaced, that limbo is permanent, and that limbo is created by our policy.
Let's discuss some of the principles that the Calder Centre wrote in this refugee policy. The first principle says that Australia should comply with its international legal obligations. How is Australia doing in this principle, and what can be improved?
There are a number of ways that Australia is out of step with our international legal obligations at present. And we should remember that those are obligations that we took on voluntarily because we felt that they reflected our own, you know, Australian values, as I've talked about, of human dignity, of decency, of fairness. One of the things that many people don't understand is that when Australia signs up to an international treaty, it doesn't automatically become a part of Australian law. The Australian Parliament needs to enact legislation that puts those international obligations into effect. But what we have at the moment is explicit provisions within Australian domestic law that actually are inconsistent with our international legal obligations towards refugees, and actually in some instances say that those international obligations are irrelevant to how we execute our refugee policy. And a few specific things that are of concern.
Now, another principle that this refugee policy mentions is the asylum seekers processing claims. What does it need to change to become more transparent?
Yes, one of the principles that we've set out is that Australia should provide a fair and efficient and transparent system for processing asylum claims. It's really in everybody's interest to have a system that works fairly and efficiently. It means that the Australian public and people who are seeking safety through that asylum system can have confidence that the outcomes are fair. Now, there are a few things that we should be doing. One is to make sure that people who are making a claim to seek asylum have access to funded legal assistance. This is such a complicated process and a really intimidating one to go through, especially if you've gone through traumatic experience, if you're all alone.
Now, the last principle that I would like to have a chat with you is Principle 7, and it refers to investing in refugees for a long term. Could you please expand on this, and why is this important?
Well, so often we talk about refugees as if they're passive victims, as if they're traumatized, you know, they're needy. And certainly, you know, people who have had to lose everything, who've had to flee their homes, have been through really difficult circumstances. But they're also people with incredible resilience, and if supported right, have skills and so much to contribute to our communities. And our history shows that that's the case, that people who come here from abroad have so much to contribute. And so if we provide people with an opportunity to rebuild their lives in safety and in dignity, it's good for them and it's good for all of us. So there are a few things we need to do. I mean, the first thing we need to do is to provide some certainty for people, the certainty of permanent protection.
That was Executive Manager from the Andrew and Renata Calder Centre from the University of New South Wales, Frances Voon.